1 Samuel chapter 2, verse 30, introduces us to what I call the rule of honor. Therefore, the Lord, the God of Israel, declares, I promised that your house and the house of your father should go in and out before me forever. But now the Lord declares, far be it from me, for those who honor me I will honor, and those who despise me shall be lightly esteemed. This rule of honor always holds true. I was first exposed to this rule as a boy. My mom rented a movie called Chariots of Fire, which is based on the true story of two British runners named Eric Little and Harold Abrahams. Viewers soon realize that Little is motivated by something very different from what motivates the other runners. He is motivated by the honor of God to advance the fame of God's name. At one point in the film, Little remarks, "To run and to win is to honor him, and when I run, I feel his pleasure." These words were not mere lip service. Before the 1924 Olympic Games, Little learned that the qualifying heats for the 100-meter dash would be held on Sunday. He told the British Olympic Committee that he would not run on a Sunday because it would dishonor God by breaking the fourth commandment. They pressured Little to run, but he would not relent. Finally, the committee decided that he would run the 400-meter dash instead of the 100-meter. The 400-meter dash, which equals one lap around the track, is known for the tough demands it places on the runner. Little ran an astonishing race that summer in Paris and won Olympic gold, setting a world record in the process. It was a remarkable accomplishment. The second-place finisher, American Horatio Fitch, said after the race, "I had no idea he would win it. I couldn't believe a man could set such a pace and finish." In the film, an American runner who had heard about Little's decision to not run on Sunday approached Little before his race and handed him a note containing a portion of 1 Samuel chapter 2, verse 30. "He who honors me, I will honor." In real life, it was a trainer who had given Little the note. And this note, which served as an inspiration to Little, stated this non-negotiable rule of honor. To better understand this rule of honor, it's vital to understand the context of this verse. As the book of 1 Samuel opens, Eli is the priest of Israel. His sons, who serve as priests alongside him, have dishonored the Lord by eating the choice meats that were to be given to God in the sacrifices. Eli's sons were also fornicating with prostitutes at the front of the tabernacle of the Lord. An unnamed man of God comes to Eli, pronouncing God's judgment on Eli and on the priesthood of the line of Aaron. The indictment of the prophet is that Eli has treated his sons as weightier than the Lord. Then, this man of God communicates the rule of honor. Therefore, the Lord, the God of Israel, declares, "I promised that your house and the house of your father should go in and out before me forever. But now the Lord declares, far be it from me, for those who honor me I will honor, and those who despise me shall be lightly esteemed." 1 Samuel chapter 2, verse 30. Notice what the man of God says. God will honor those who honor him. God will treat as weighty those who treat God as weighty. The reverse is true as well. God will lightly esteem those who despise him. Eli and his sons would be judged because they had treated God flippantly. This is the rule of honor. If we honor God, God will honor us. If we shame God, God will shame us.